one was regarding Jen Yost, her research that she's going to be discussing on October 12th at the Botanical Gardens. Does that mean that she has finished compiling all her data? Has it been, she's ready to full report on it? That'll be accessible. Oh, great. Okay, great. Thanks. Thank you. K-38, are you aware if Sean's planning on going to Florida? I wasn't sure if she had. Okay. I would tell people to watch K-38 if they want to help at all. I know that she doesn't always need people who have experience on PWCs, but they also need support on land, people who can help get gas or help mechanically, and also just triage people as they bring them in. And I know heading to Texas, they had some people who just drove out that had big trucks, spent their whole paycheck getting resources, filled their trucks up, and just drove out in a caravan style. So if you're interested in helping, I would recommend finding K-38. You can find the website k38watersafety.com, or you can go on their Facebook page as well. And make sure that you talk to Sean Aladia. There's other branches of K-38 that aren't always the genuine one. So I think she might be planning on going to Florida. So I think she might have already left. I just was seeing if she had any posts, because she usually posts pretty regularly, but she didn't have anything up just yet. So yeah, I saw that. Anyway. Thank you. Yes, it was my idea, everybody, and you'll thank me maybe one day. I'm just trying to think outside the box and throw something against a wall and see what sticks, and I thought, you know, maybe there's some businesses on the waterfront that are competing with the same business down the street, and maybe their business, you know, who knows what their books look like, but maybe they would like to make a change and invest in what they're doing, but they don't have time on their lease, they might not have the cash, and it might be a way for the city to incentivize some breath of fresh life for somebody to make a change and come up with some good idea, and maybe I oversimplified this in my thinking of it, but I still think conceptually there's got to be some value in this, because it's just, you know, the city only has so many this is a great idea. I think limiting the scope so that you don't get into projects where you have to have a lot of oversight might be important. And if somebody has a larger project, they can propose it and maybe bring that to us for planning. But I think that the bathrooms are crucial. I look at what a volunteer group has done at the corner of Beach Street and Embarcadero with those red flowers and then the planter box as you go into that parking lot. It's beautiful. And that's the first thing you see when you come down Beach Street. And I think if that spread out on the Embarcadero into the parks and towards the beach and possibly even in the beach parking lots, I think that, you know, boulders are great, but it might be nice to have some other things over there that are attractive to people when they come to a beach. And, you know, on the highway, when you adopt something, you typically have a placard that says that this area is represented by this group. And so some recognition.